Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything, with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry, to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Oh, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
What show is this, anyway, for this fine Sunday morning?
Well, this is actually our 45th show.
Cool.
That's right.
I got an email today, lippo@thejabbercast.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a lippo@thejabbercast.com email address. And I have a Big JD one at thejabbercast.com. And we also have Hear Me Out. That's
the real one. I didn't even know we had Lippo and Big JD at the Jabbercast.
Yeah.
How did I get it, though? I'm trying to think.
Well, I set those up right in the beginning.
What are we talking about today, anyway, Big JD? Oh, really? As he sips his fine...
green tea?
He's got a diffuser.
It's diffused green tea.
I'm just drinking plain old bag tea.
Because if you leave it fused, it could blow any time.
You didn't tell me. You didn't answer my question.
About?
The show. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about fun-filled family activities.
Yeah, so it's carnivals.
Carnivals, yeah.
Circuses and amusement parks. Not that you say
carnivals, amusement parks, and the circus.
Okay.
There you go.
Where would you like to start?
Where would you like to go? I don't know. What do you want to start with? Amusement parks?
Sure.
Theme parks?
Theme parks, sure.
And I would kind of include zoos in that.
Well, this place is a zoo.
That's right.
Especially when you're coming in the front door.
It's a zoo here, all right. The ringmaster's away, so it's like a three-ring circus.
Three-wing circus.
It's a three-wing circus. I'm going to go to the circus.
And we're actually doing the Jabbercast in a different location. I don't know when the last time we actually recorded it here.
I just thought of something great. A show on like lisps and left-handed and, you know, that kind of stuff. Are you left-handed or right?
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
I'm as average as they get. Brown eyes, brown hair, right-handed.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
And but like lisp and hair lip and left-handed and, you know, things like that.
Cleft chins
and ears that stick out, outie belly buttons.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know. But anyway.
Human imperfections.
Ooh, that's beautiful title.
Thank you very much.
Come up with doozies. And that's another show.
What? Oh, words.
Yeah. Doozies and, you know, things like that. Where'd they come from? Almost like a big jabber quote show. Not quotes, but I mean, you know, little
right.
things.
Lexicon type of show.
50th show. Jabber quote recap.
That'll be fun.
That'll be the 100th. Okay.
Be sure to tune in.
Let's get back to the parks and recreation.
Do you know any history about amusement parks? I know a thing or two.
I didn't have a lot of time to research.
On the amusement parks. But you know all about right. circuses.
Wow.
No one...
They didn't have time to research.
What do you mean? You know Snips the Clown. You and him are like...
That's right.
Yin and Yang and...
Yin and Yang. There's no G on the first one.
That's right. Yeah. Did I say yin?
Yeah. That's what I always thought until we did our Jabbercast show on...
it is yin
all that
and
stuff.
Yang.
And yin and Yang.
And it was... what's the cake with the chocolate on it? King Don's.
Oh, it's not King Dong.
No. I always thought it was Dong.
Movie star from way back.
King Dong, yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, a little bit of background on amusement parks.
Yeah, tell us about them.
Amusement parks are pretty much a North American phenomenon. If you look it up, they say that on the Isle of Wight in the late 1800s, there was a place that was something like an amusement park, mm-hmm. but the rides there were very, very primitive, and it was all in one spot. So that isn't really what we think of it as an amusement park.
Right.
I'm trying to think what the name of the very first one was called. I think it was on Coney Island. Luna Park, I think.
Luna Park?
Oh. Luna Park.
I thought that's what the new one was going to be called, on the moon. Oh, that's Lunar.
Lunar. Yeah, so, and that was on Coney Island. And then after that, another one opened up called Steeplechase. Now, this was in the early 1920s. So, mm-hmm. almost 100 years old, the amusement park is. And then at one point, Coney Island had more amusement parks than any other place around. Mm-hmm. And when you think of Coney Island, if you see a lot of movies that were made there, you see a lot of old dilapidated stuff there when they try to portray Coney Island. They've been trying to pick up their act, but it isn't working so good. And what happened was the Depression and then the war. Mm-hmm. And at one point, all the amusement parks were done because you can't celebrate during war, supposedly. Or when you're depressed. No, not when you're depressed, but when the country's economy is depressed. And so there were no amusement parks until about the early 60s when Walt Disney set up his fun park there in California.
Disneyland. Is it land?
Disneyland.
And Disney World in Florida?
That's right.
Okay.
Disneyland is actually, have you been there?
I've been to the one in California.
Yeah, me too.
Disneyland.
I've been to both of them, but the one in Disney, like Disneyland's just a few acres on the side of a highway kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know how big it has gotten, but
there's nowhere for it to go.
I hardly even remember it, honestly. I was a kid when I went.
Oh, were you?
I was 11.
That's cool that an 11-year-old kid got to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get there?
We drove.
Cool.
We drove in a
station wagon?
A station wagon, yeah. Wood paneled side Ford station wagon.
Awesome. My dad had a wood panel station
and the
wagon too.
Seats at the very back faced each other.
Perfect.
You'd lift them, you know, they would fold down into the floor.
Yeah.
And think of that, eh? It's a big new thing now, the folding seats.
Stow and go.
And they had them back in the 70s. Anyway, you would open them up and my brother and I would sit facing each other way at the back of the wagon where our dad couldn't whack us. I remember we had the Mickey Mouse ears and everything. I wouldn't take mine out of the package or anything. And I remember on the way back, driving on the way back, and had my brother take his out so we could look at him and everything because they'd embroidered your name on it and everything.
Yeah, I think
and his flew out the window. And I still had mine.
You still have them right now, don't you?
No, I don't have those.
Oh, you don't have
them? No.
Okay.
Had them for a long time after still, but I don't know whatever happened to them.
That's too funny.
I don't know that we even have pictures of us at Disneyland or anything. I don't know if we had a camera there. We had one in California because I have pictures with my cousins and everything, but I don't think we have pictures at Disneyland. I don't think. That's odd.
Yeah, that is odd because mm-hmm. that would be something
you'd That's like where that. You'd want to take the camera.
Yeah. Sure. Or with you, you'd probably take a tape recorder.
I would have taken a lot of things, but at 11, wasn't much into anything.
Well,
I was doing stuff then, but I mean, I don't know.
Do you remember being excited to go? Like, oh, we're going to Disneyland.
No, I don't remember anything.
So you went on a California vacation, though?
Yes.
You did other things besides go to Disneyland?
Yeah, we went to Magic Mountain, which is another amusement park there.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the only time I can really remember. I think there was a thing called, I don't know if it was called the Corkscrew there or no, the Matterhorn was a roller coaster. And it was a new thing. There wasn't much done inside the thing because it was like a mountain that it went inside and everything. But that was probably the one and only time I was really on a roller coaster. And I don't think that I minded it, but I don't like roller coasters for some reason. And I've never really gone on one again.
Since the Matterhorn.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to be on one.
I remember that ride. It's a roller coaster in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Were you at Magic Mountain? You must have been.
Not called that's where Magic Mountain seems.
The place was called Magic Mountain.
Sure. And that's not part of Disneyland.
I don't think so.
The
Matterhorn.
Because I remember the Matterhorn.
You do, eh?
Yeah. And it's like there's miners in there and there's like lights blinking and screaming and yelling. And
something was going on.
Guys, there. Like with.
Dark inside. I know
yeah,
that.
It was dark, yeah.
Oh, miners. Okay, yeah. Like, that's probably what it was kind of supposed to be like, a coal mine thing. Maybe the chairs were even like a coal miner things.
Sure.
Little train things. I don't
Looking
remember.
In a coal mine.
I'm going to check into that, though.
You're going to check into Magic Mountain?
Well, Magic Mountain and the Matterhorn.
Sure. Of course, one of the big amusement parks is Cedar Point.
Yeah, one that's around, like, probably the closest big park around here. Or is it one of the biggest?
I think they're mostly known for their roller coasters. They do roller coasters more than anything.
Let me jump in.
Jump in.
Disneyland's Matterhorn.
Yeah. See.
So I don't know what that's all about, and I don't know where I ever came up with the Magic Mountain thing.
Well, Magic Mountain is a ride at Disney World.
It is?
Yes.
I thought it was another place that we went to. I don't know what's... what's Six Flags? Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Six Flags is a amusement park company. They own many amusement parks.
Of Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, opened on Memorial Day in 1971. And I would have been there in probably around that time, 71 to 74 or something like that. Magic Mountain by the New All Land and Farming Company developed a company behind the district of Valencia. It was until 1979 when the park was purchased by Six Flags and the name was lengthened to include Six Flags.
Hmm.
I wonder if they had a Matterhorn there.
Well, how are you going to find that out?
That I don't know. Like doing a Google thing. Going to see if they have anything about rides there, but.
And the Jabbercast got quiet.
I wonder if like Disney bought that or something. I don't want to really get into reading for the next half an hour here online, but
right.
Anyway, there was a place called Magic Mountain.
Okay,
separate place.
That's
so
interesting.
And I thought I was on the Matterhorn at Magic Mountain. So
it could have been.
Who knows?
Yeah,
I was on a lot of drugs back then.
You weren't.
I was 11.
I know 11-year-olds now are like on Ritalin and all that kind of stuff, but
isn't that a Batman character?
Ritalin?
The Ritalin.
Did you want to take a break?
Yeah, we should take a break.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Jabbercast. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. On every Sunday morning on A Touch of Class Radio, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's right, an hour of talk radio on the Jabbercast. A different topic every week with Big JD and Lippo.
Okay, we're back.
Talking about amusement parks. So you've been to Cedar Point, of course.
I've never been to Cedar Point.
Of course not. You just said
don't even have any intention of going
the roller coaster thing. Yeah. You're just not.
And that's what
that.
It's all about there, really. It seems like everybody wants to go on the corkscrew.
Back in 1975, oh, okay. They wanted to go on the corkscrew.
What do they got now? The Devil's Drop?
What's the newest thing? I forget, but it's not as good as the last year's new thing, which is Top Thrill Dragster.
Top Thrill Dragster? What's that?
You get in a car, not a real car, but your thing, and it's all racing.
It's on the ground?
It starts on the ground. And I'm not exactly sure what propels these things, but you go from zero to really, really fast within a very short period of time. You zoom down about, I'm going to say, 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go straight up, literally straight up. And kind of you're turning into the structure, I guess you'd say. So it's an up and down kind of thing. And then 90 degrees down.
Wow.
Yeah. It's over like in 40 seconds, I think. And when we went, there was a 2.5 hour wait to get on that.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I'm going to say 40, 45 people go on at one time. It would have to be an even number, 46 people. So 2.5 hour wait, it was completely out of hand.
And 37 come back.
No.
I'd say a few years back now, I was at the carnival, local carnival here. You know, they have all the rides and everything, and they have swings that hang on long cables.
Chains.
Yeah. And there's swings all the way around this thing. And once it gets going, the swings swing out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of a kid's thing, really.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah. I didn't like that. I got off that and I sat down for like 20 minutes trying to gather myself and not get ill.
How long ago was that?
A few years back. It was with Lana. So.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I learned when I was
I don't know, not long ago.
12, 13 years old at the latest, I got on that and never again did I go anything turned around like that.
Oh, but you'll ride roller coasters and stuff?
Oh, roller coasters are awesome.
Oh, okay. So it's not the same thing, I guess.
It's a spinning thing.
Yeah, spinning drove me wacky.
But I shouldn't say that because I ended up going in the rotor. Do you remember the rotor at Babalo Island?
The rotor. Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that what it was called, the rotor?
Yeah,
you stand against the wall and this round thing and it spins around. And
exactly.
No, I never got on it, though.
I don't know why.
I've seen too many people throw up in their face.
There's so much. The smell of puke is really...
Yeah.
It's in the air around that ride, especially. And I remember I went with my girlfriend, and her dad worked at Chrysler's, and it was a Chrysler picnic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember, Chrysler workers used to send their workers it was the union probably sent them to.
Now it's Micmac Park.
Yeah. Anyway, we used to go to a Boblo, and used to get a pop and a hot dog and a bag of chips, and used to go on all the rides for free.
All that and a bag of chips?
All that in a bag of chips, JD. And I remember going with my girlfriend. She wanted to go on it. And
you went on?
I went on.
What happened?
Did you
get sick or not?
I didn't feel good the rest of the day. I was like, oh, I got to sit down.
She liked it?
I was like, nothing. Let's go on.
Let's do
it again.
I like log rides. Those are fun.
Log rides?
Log rides where they get in the water. It's a log and it's in the water. And where are you looking towards the bathroom for?
I'm going for a log ride.
Nothing slips by, Lippo.
Oh, so you mean water rides, water-based rides. Is that what you're saying?
Well, like a log. That's what they call. They call them log rides, usually. Isn't that?
They're log-themed,
It's a log and everybody gets in it. And it's like a roller coaster in water,
right.
Sort of. It's not as crazy and violent.
There is a ride at Cedar Point that's called Thunder. I want to say Mountain, but it could be wrong. And it's more like you're going over a waterfall. It's like 10 people wide. Like big, long bench of people. And there's like many rows. A lot of people get on that. You never have to wait to get on that one. And it's you go fall down quite a bit. And if you're in the front, you don't get wet. Because the water goes right over your head and it gets the people in the back.
Wow.
And the cool thing is they have a bridge over the pond that it lands in. And if you're standing on the bridge, you want to get wet because it's just a big, huge wave of water just drenches this bridge. It's a ton of fun.
Where's that confounded bridge?
They don't have one in that song. What is that song?
The Crunch.
The Crunch, yeah. There is no bridge in that song, supposedly.
Oh, that's what that's about.
Yeah.
Never even thought about
it. It's just
it.
The same thing on and on and on and on and on. No course, no bridge, no nothing. Where is that confounded bridge? Okay. It's at Cedar Point at Thunder Mountain.
That's neat that you pointed that out because I never even thought about that would be why they said that. Anyways.
Okay. So why do they call the song Four Sticks?
Oh, I don't know. Was he using four sticks?
Yeah.
Didn't know.
You didn't know that either?
No, I didn't know. I never thought about it.
This is the Led Zeppelin trivia show. I barely
recall four sticks. Do you group things like zoos and storybook gardens and family fun places like that in at all with amusement parks? I mean, I sort of do, like a theme park, amusement park. You know, the zoo sometimes has little rides and things around and they have animals. I guess it's sort of a different thing. Obviously, it has a different name, but
well,
I kind of loop them.
Have you ever been to Marineland?
Yes.
Well, Marineland is kind of like that because there are lots of really cool animals there. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot like Detroit Zoo with lots of walking in between everything. It's like you're out in the middle of a field and I got to walk another, 100 yards. But it's like that. They got a really one really good roller coaster there.
I was on that.
It does a corkscrew thing. Like you go upside down. So
I wouldn't go on that. So Lana went on with her brother-in-law.
And it has an up and downy thing.
On that?
No, another ride. Up okay. And it goes up and down. And it's kind of like the swing thing. But it's more arm. They're pieces of metal. So it goes up, spins.
That's not that. Okay, I was on a thing like that. It's a tube, almost like a plane thing you sit in. And it went like that and did it. But they weren't swings.
Oh, yeah.
And that made me crazy, too. That's I was another scared spinny to death thing, on yeah. it.
And now they got the sky launcher. They go up and down.
Oh, okay. And it's that's Marineland is Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Canada, right? Yeah,
it's like the demon drop, but only... It's like
the
Foresight.
Demon Drop.
Yeah, that's another place, another ride I went on with a girl.
That's Ohio, right?
That's at Cedar Point, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Marineland has like animals and amusement park rides there as well. So it's kind of like all in one sort of thing.
What about the zoos? They usually have a train or something that people ride around on, and they don't really have rides.
No rides. Not at the Detroit Zoo and not at the Toledo Zoo.
Hmm. There's a zoo on the island here, too. What's that? You have been to that? I would think I was there when I was a kid, but...
Zoo on the island. Oh, yeah. Belle Isle.
Belle Isle Zoo. Yeah.
Yes, I went there too. Yeah, that's really lame. I was just thinking of...
Somewhere you went.
The San Diego Zoo.
Oh, okay.
And that's probably where you see the most exotic animals and tons of them. And I remember the guy from the San Diego Zoo going on Johnny Carson all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name, but very interesting zoo.
Chicago must have a zoo too. That's probably cool.
I've been to Chicago about 25 times and I never remember going to the zoo, but they got a great aquarium there. The Shed Aquarium. I guess that's the only animal thing I've ever been to.
The Shed Aquarium is cool, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you talk about animals. Animals are more suited to a circus. That's where the circuses came from.
Yeah. See, but I don't associate like a zoo with a circus. I would associate like a zoo type atmosphere with a park of some kind. But circuses, yeah, that's where the animals are. Hopefully.
Well, there's a lot.
Try and do away with them now.
Yeah. What's the activist group there? PETA? Is it PETA?
No, that's a bread.
Yes, and you eat a special kind of bread, don't you?
Pita pumpkin eater?
No, I don't know what it is. It's treating animals right, whatever. I don't think
PETA or whatever it is. Yeah.
I'm not sure they're... I know they're against animals being in circuses, but I think there's even another organization.
But are the animals always really treated bad in a circus?
Probably no worse than a guy who's living in a trailer.
Or no worse than somebody that's got a dog in their house, really. I mean, you whack your dog if he does something bad, or
you're
trying to train a dog or something. You have to do whatever you have to do repetitively,
right?
You know, those kinds of things. I mean, I don't think the animals are beat in the zoo.
No, but your dog obviously is.
Oh wow! Or would you have to beat an elephant into submission so that he stays tamed?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The animals
that's one big ass to beat.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing about animals that are in a circus, they're not like animals that were taken out of the wild. All those animals were born in captivity. Hence, right. Captivity. Yeah. Get it? Right. It's yeah. word captive.
But they couldn't survive on their own even now. So what would they expect to do with them? Just put them in somewhere where some people treat them nice and feed them and then sleep and wake up and feed or
yeah, they like want
a,
to be
a
like
zoo
a,
maybe?
Yeah, like
a, but I think they complain about zoos too.
What?
Well, a hidden camera in the back of the zoo and see a guy whacking an elephant's ass with a shovel.
Oh, I see.
You know, those kinds of, you see them on TV sometimes. And
well, there's some on the internet.
Yeah.
He ain't whacking them.
Oh, the one where they eat. Oh, really?
To a zebra.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you ever see the part zebra, part horse thing? Mm. That's like, looks like a horse and everything, but then he's got stripes part on part of him. That's really wild. It was in the paper recently.
That's what I'm thinking. I thought
it was
I
so
saw
cool. Like the head and all his front half and everything was like a horse, but then the rest of him at the, from like the middle of his torso on at the back was zebra.
Wow, that's wacky.
It's really wild.
My sister went to Africa, speaking of zebras. I didn't know this, but there's two different kinds of zebras. There's the zebras that look a lot like a horse, mm-hmm. a small horse, but then there's the zebras that look like donkeys. So there's the,
oh, okay, yeah.
the wide-ass ones.
When you think about it, yeah, I've probably seen both.
Yeah. You say there's, you know, I'm sure there's all kinds of mix and match.
Inbred things or something.
Exactly.
Or outbred, whatever.
We are all products of evolution, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Of some kind or other.
That'd be a nice show, Evolution.
Evolution. You got two shows in this show.
That's right. Yeah. Nobody steal our ideas.
No, no, but they can give us their ideas.
That's right. And how can they do that?
They go to the website, which is thejabbercast.com. Click on the contact page. On the contact page, there is a My Chingo widget there. In the Chingo widget, you just click record your message now. Talk in your computer, and we're going to get the message on this end. You'll probably have just as good as ideas as we're coming up with right here.
That's right. If you got an idea for a show topic on the Jabbercast here,
let us know.
Yeah. And we're going to take a break.
All right.
We'll be back right after these fine messages.
All right. Contrary to what y'all heard, ATLC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content. You think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
And we're back.
So we were talking about circuses.
Mm-hmm.
Any past experiences with circuses?
I've been to the circus here when I was a kid, like lots of times. I don't know if I had been to a circus anyplace else, but I really don't remember the circus. I don't remember much of anything.
I know.
I remember those rings down there, and the ringmaster guy was always neat, and the clowns were always cool. They always did that trick with the phony water in the pail.
Yeah.
And they threw the real water on the clown, and then they ran around with a pail that was like confetti, and everyone thought it was another pail of water, and they threw it at the audience, but it was confetti.
Yeah.
Always they did that. That was neat. I never sat close as I would have liked to. And I always seem to be up somewhere high at the circus.
That's a bummer.
But circuses, it was fun when you were a kid. It was pretty neat.
Sure.
Cotton candy and whatever. And
yep. I actually snuck into a circus once.
Snuck in?
Snuck in.
Where was that? Around here?
It was in Belover.
Okay.
They had one big...
And you snuck, what, you snuck under a tent?
Under a tent.
Wow, that's like a classic.
It is
kid
classic.
Thing.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, at the time, I didn't know that.
You didn't know what?
That it was a classic thing. Like, everybody sneaks in.
I think there's probably a Norman Rockwell painting with a kid's butt sticking out the back of the... It seems like it would be, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's as Canadian as apple pie.
And I remember the thing was, I did it on my own. It was like, I was...
You weren't with anybody?
I wasn't with anybody. It's like, I think two of my buddies, their parents took them in, you know, and I had nothing to do. It was a summer day. And
that's amazing, man. Especially that you would just go do it yourself.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I'm going to say I was 8, maybe.
That's pretty neat. And you got in and...
Yeah, got in and just benches, just grab a chair, sit down.
Wow, that's great.
I thought it was great.
So did you ever go to circuses aside from that? Like, were your parents... Did you guys go on vacations and go to carnivals and go to anything?
No.
Really? No?
We lived 5 minutes from the Michigan State Fairgrounds.
Okay, yeah. I think you mentioned that before. And I was going to mention Michigan State Fairgrounds. Because State Fair, I put into that category too.
State
Fair theme park type
definitely
thing.
In there because there are animal acts.
But I've never been there. I don't think. And I've gone to the biker swap meets at the State Fairgrounds now. But
and the guitar shows used to be there too. I don't know if you remember that.
I'd never gone, but.
But yeah, they have, you know, everything's there.
Wasn't into guitar.
The freak shows, you know, the bearded lady and the four-legged man, and then they had the pigs at.
See, I never seen anything like that at a carnival. Or where? Would that be at a carnival or a circus? Circus, I mean.
Yeah, it'd be at a circus.
I never seen, I don't know if they had that kind of stuff in the local circuses here. The half bearded clam and the, I mean, the bearded lady and the fat lady and the snake shows or whatever, the weird things. Yeah. I never seen any of that.
Oh, no way.
No?
Go to the state fair. I'll guarantee it'll be there this year.
Will they have that? Oh, they do that at the state fair still?
Yes.
Has it always been a state fair thing going on there?
Yeah. And the one in Michigan.
I thought it closed down at one time, though.
No. Michigan has the oldest state fair. Oh. It's like 150 plus.
Was it from the 40s or something when it started? Or is it
150 years old, at least. So I'm going to say it's 151, 152. It's around there.
That's older than us.
And those came from farm tradition. The farmers would, and the farmer's wife would gather to show their crops, have biggest pumpkin contests, the nicest cobs of corn, the best apple pie, and people would bring their animals there. And you go to the state fair, it's the same thing. You could see the nicest horses, you know, and the nicest cows, and all that's still going on there. All that's still there. The 4-H club is really big in the state fair as well. Well, I've only been to the Michigan State Fair, but yeah, my parents never took 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Get in the Woody, drive down the road for 5 minutes, and we're right there. We lived right on 8 Mile Road, and it's right there.
So, we're, yeah.
I don't, I'm not, yeah, it is. My parents wonder what the hell happened to us. So, I've taken my
kids. He's a state fair freak now.
Oh, yeah, man. My kids loved it. I remember taking them as kids. I don't know if they'd enjoy it now. Oh, we went last year. What am I saying? We went last year to the state fair because Alice Cooper played there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we.
I remember the Ramones were playing at the state fairgrounds, like, not that long ago, but a number of years back. I don't know if you remember that at all.
Yes, I do. I do remember it, but I don't think that was during the state fair.
No, maybe not during the state fair, but it was a concert at state fairgrounds. Yeah. Okay.
Same with Nirvana played there as well. And it was like in the middle of winter kind of thing. And I heard it was the worst. The worst sound. Alice Cooper sounded awful. I mean, he sounded good, but the sound in there is not a good concert venue, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really been there for anything.
Don't go.
Does every state have a state fair? I wonder.
I'd have to think, yes, they do. Why wouldn't they, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
The Alaskan State Fair.
No.
No, yeah, that's a good question. Do they have a state fair in Alaska? You'd have to think they do. It's kind of an American tradition to have a state fair.
Do we have province fairs?
Province fairs. No.
Bus fairs?
Yes, they have bus fairs.
Bus fairs to the state fair.
Sure.
No. Never thought about the bus.
Just took people somewhere they didn't want to go.
Yeah.
This fine Sunday morning.
And a beautiful Sunday morning it is.
A little cloudy.
Yeah.
Overcast.
A little cool on the cooler side, but that's nice now. A
good day for golf, though.
It's beautiful. You should go.
I will. I'm going.
So, yeah, state fairs. I kind of put in that category of the amusement park thing in that, but we were kind of on circus.
Mm-hmm.
Do they all have only three rings? Because that's the famous thing, three-ring circus. Or are there more rings in circuses?
Three is a lot.
It is a
like
lot.
Like the one in Belleville is just one ring.
And does something go on in all of them at the same time? No. So other people watch? No, eh?
No, no.
It's just one. They switch them around.
Yeah, it just goes from one to the
other.
So
that they can get one ready probably for the other.
Exactly. It's like...
And a ringmaster, and they always are dressed the same.
Right. It's like Lollapalooza. You know, there's two stages, you know?
I haven't never been, but... Oh.
I've never been to a Lollapalooza either. My wife's been to two of them. I've never been to one.
Why don't you go?
I missed all the good ones. Like the ones that I really would have liked to have gone. I just... It wasn't opportunistic for me to go.
Yeah, so. It doesn't seem the same. I mean, they were cool when they first started.
Yeah, they were.
A lot of cool bands.
But then it just got out of hand.
Now they don't play or the bands are gone.
Mm-hmm.
South. Is there anything else about circuses? Get back to the animals.
Yes, let's get back to the animals.
So they want to... They have these groups that want to get rid of the animals in circuses because they feel that they're mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right. And you can't... How can you have a circus without animals? It just doesn't... You know? Or would they allow some certain animals? Or they don't want any animals in a circus,
period? No animals.
Because I think the last time a circus was here, did they not have animals?
The last time
it was really stupid.
Yeah, the last time it was here, they did have animals. The one before that.
Okay.
Because they
made... It was in limbo, the whole thing? Or
city council made a law, no animals in a circus or any other circus type thing. But then new council came in, rescinded that and said, that's dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb. So where did they get the new animals all of a sudden for the next year? The same old animals that they just put somewhere nice for a while?
There's circuses that you can call up and say, I want you to come to my town, and they're animal-free circuses. They're like...
Oh, so it wasn't the circus that has animals that came.
Right. Yeah. It's a different kind of circus. It's like Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
I've been to Cirque du Soleil.
I don't think I have. I think Lana's been to Cirque du Soleil, and that's a performing arts kind of thing more than anything.
Yeah, it is. It's wild. I think I went to like...
I've seen things like, you know, on TV and...
I went to Vegas once and it was there.
Yeah, I think that's where she saw Cirque du Soleil.
Then there's the Ziegfeld and Roy show. It's like a circus thing.
Yeah, sort of.
It's like a one ring circus.
Those guys are a circus. But yeah, they had those awesome taggers.
Taggers. And I love the way you say tag. You say it exactly like an American. Taggers.
I'm Americanized.
You're Michigan. I shouldn't say American.
Michigander.
Michigander.
One of them attacked the dude.
Yes.
Maybe he was like spanking a tagger.
Oh, right. Maybe.
And mauled him to, like, you never know, whatever his
those guys
sexual
are
fetishes are.
Yeah, those guys are on a different planet.
Because they're like kind of wild and flamboyant and whatever.
Yeah, flamboyant for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And wacky. They're wacky.
Yeah.
The way they talk and the way they think, it's like, whoa.
And the way they look and dress and carry himself kind of, it's like really outrageous kind
of. Mm-hmm. Their sense of reality is like they're somewhere else. You know what I mean? They are, you know, what when you think of someone who's down to earth, think mm-hmm. of the opposite of that. And that's those guys.
So that guy lived and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was okay.
I don't know if he's okay, honestly. I never
heard anything of it afterwards. And yeah. I think it was just a big news thing and nobody cared. Wow, we got mauled. Cool, man. Okay, let's move on to the weather.
I don't know if it was like that or not. But I know on like Entertainment Tonight and stuff like that, he was on there.
Entertainment Tonight. Was that last week's Jabbercast?
Yeah, it was Entertainment Tonight, yeah. We didn't talk about Siegfried and Roy, though.
No.
No.
Too bad. We did this time.
You know what we didn't mention, which if we had a recap show, we would talk about.
See how it goes?
Is Entertainment Tonight not the actual show?
Don't even want to know. No, what? The show?
Anna Nicole Smith thing.
Oh,
on
right.
Entertainment Tonight, they freaking went stupid with that.
Yeah, we forgot all about
her. She was already dead, and they beat her like for another 5 weeks. Boom, boom, boom. She's dead now. Whoa.
Nicole sucks.
No, she didn't suck. She was.
I bet she did.
She was hot. She was hot when she was in the Playboy thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, she was pretty good looking, buxom blonde.
Buxom blonde, that's what she was for sure.
Yeah.
And then she had her own show, too. Reality show. Do you remember that?
For a very short period of time, didn't she?
Yeah, like 8 shows or something.
Yeah, I don't really remember anything about it, but.
Man, I don't know if she was putting that on as an act or what, but talk about I'm trying to be as ditzy as I possibly can.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but she sure is ditzy. Was.
She belongs in a circus.
Sure she does.
The dead person's circus. Do you think they have circuses in heaven?
I thought you were going to ask me if there's a dead person circus. I'm going to say yes, there's circuses in heaven. For all you young little ones that are wondering.
And what about the insane clown posse? Do you think they belong in a circus?
The insane clown posse. Well, they sure ain't no Snips the Clown.
Well, they are in a way.
Wow.
Because they're a clown and they play guitar.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Snips played guitar.
What? Oh, yeah. Juggles.
He's multi-talented.
Oh, he's out of hand, that Snips guy.
He juggles a lot.
SnipsTheClown.com. Plug for Snips.
Hey, Big JD here. Just want to let you know that you can go to www.bigjd.com. Find out more information about all the shows that I currently host on internet radio stations and podcasting.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on A Touch of Class Radio.
Well, obviously, people know what our take on animals in a circus are.
That they should be there.
They should be there, I think.
And they're probably not treated that badly.
And I'm sure there's animals treated way worse.
Well, there is, as a matter of fact.
In a square block of where we're sitting right now. Like
I did the You Talking to Me show with the Humane Society, and you know we discussed some of the issues with cats and dogs, and it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, there's a thing in today's paper. They want to pass a bylaw in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. No sale of dogs or cats.
You can't. No sale, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, I can see. Well, why not? I didn't see it, but.
Because it just adds to
too many, is it?
There's already too many out there.
Because I know cats is just, this city's infested with cats.
Infested, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten completely out of hand. And skunks. What's up with the skunks this year?
Seems I like smell them around a 50, lot.
50% of the time, I got a skunk smell around me outside. Brutal.
Hmm.
Turn the air on just to get rid of the skunk smell. But anyway, they don't have skunks in the circus or at amusement parks or at carnivals.
Carnivals. I love carnivals.
Now, as a city boy yourself, you probably went to the carnival every summer. At least one, anyway. The carnival has a very interesting past as well.
Tell us about the carnival. They have carnival here every year.
Sure. The carnivals... are kind of an offshoot of a circus, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's
minus the animals.
Minus the animals, plus more rides.
I'd rather go to a carnival than a circus without animals.
Yeah, that's totally different.
They don't have cows at a circus.
No, they don't. State fair, but a circus, no.
State fair?
They have cows at the state fair.
No. Yeah.
Yes, a lot of them, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
They judge them, and they have birthing things. You want to see a cow born? You go to the state fair, there's a cow born every couple hours.
There's one born every minute, folks.
Yeah, they bring them in, and so the kids can see animals born. Horses, pigs, and cows.
Well, I didn't know all that. Birthing. That's pretty neat.
And then they have them judged, but like the biggest heifer and the...
Well, the state fairs must have chili contests and pie-eating things and
positively,
whatever.
Positively, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
it's
neat.
A ton of fun, I'm telling you.
That sounds like fun.
And it's,
that'd be cool.
You know what the funny thing is? It's cheap to get in.
Is it?
It's like, for a kid, it's like $7, adult, $10. And when we went last year, we got to see Alice Cooper for $10. How can you go wrong?
When is the state fair? Because we should probably do a show at the state fair sometime, maybe.
Ooh,
that'd be neat.
Now that sounds like fun.
A remote show at a state fair?
Yeah. It's coming up. It's coming up, like, really soon. I'm going to say within the next 2 weeks.
Well, there it went.
What? What was it?
It just came by so fast.
No, it's no. We're not gonna
That'd be neat.
Carnivals. Back to carnivals. Slip back into the...
Let's slip back into carnivals. The Carnival Masters. Big JD in Lipo.
Now, the thing with the carnival is the people who work there. I always was intrigued by those people who are at the carnival.
Carnies.
The carnies,
that's what they're called.
I thought to my...
I always, was a carny once.
Were you?
I worked at a carnival in the States. And honestly, I can't remember what the name of the carnival would have been, but it was a big, full-blown carnival. And I was a kid. I was probably 12, 13 years old. My uncle worked with the carnival. He had a concession booth where he sold all kinds of things, you know, monkeys on a stick and little gadget things and carnival stuff.
Monkey on a stick.
Yeah, just weird things, man. And I worked at his concession thing and traveled around with the circus for a summer. My parents let me go do it and everything because I wanted to save some money to buy myself a stereo system.
And how'd you make out?
I bought my stereo.
Awesome.
It was cool.
What did you buy? Do you remember?
I believe it was a candle, but made by Jutan International. And it was a nice system. And the cassette, and it had a built-in cassette thing on the AM/FM record player all-in-one unit.
Whoa, it's got all that stuff.
And the cassette slid in like a car tape deck style. It wasn't like, you didn't have a door that opened up and you didn't slide it in this way and have it facing you. It slid in that way. Like you'd take the tape part because the heads were in there and you'd push it in that way.
Slot loading.
Yeah, slot loading. That would have saved me a lot of trouble if you'd have said that an hour ago. It was a slot loading cassette thing. Neato. And the meters, they weren't like these kind of VU meters, like that went back and forth, but they were on a thing that they kind of went like this. Like if you were looking at them, they'd go like this.
Oh,
it's cool. A little square.
Yeah, I know.
Thing,
I,
and they just, yeah. And it was like the whole length of the thing. They'd move back and forth like that. It was neat. It was a cool stereo. I had it for a long time. The only thing I kind of always hated about it, the speakers looked like they were big, but they were thin from front to back. They were really thin like this.
All right.
They almost wobble if you looked at them too hard. It was a cool setup, man. Dug it.
Yeah. I know every guy remembers his first really good stereo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
I remember some other ones we had too, but yeah, it was cool.
The word carnival, not in North America, but around the world, in China and Japan and Europe and down in South America especially as well, it's more of a celebration, a carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Quebec, when it's the winter carnival, it's like a celebration of something.
Yeah.
In Ottawa, they have the winter carnival. It celebrates winter. And they celebrate, Mary coming down and talking to people, or the Ascension, or a lot of it is religious based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a public celebration of one event. Whereas in North America, when we talk about the carnival comes to town, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like a totally different kind of thing. Like it's way different. It's way cheesier for one thing. So just, you know, for all of our international listeners, we have a phenomenon in North America where there's groups of people come with all these rides on in trucks, and they bring them to a town and set them up and sell cotton candy and charge big bucks to ride on these cheesy little rides.
That's a great thing about the carnival is the cotton candy and the caramel corn.
And?
Ice cream.
Apples covered with caramel and candy. Candy or caramel apples.
I think that's the first date Lana and I went on was to the carnival here. Because that was all around that time, that summer. I had gotten one of them things. I was dying for one. Caramel apple.
Caramel.
Not a taffy apple. There's taffy too. The red? That's the red, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's got like a hard...
Harder, yeah.
Yeah.
But a caramel apple, dipped in nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Caramel apples are tasty.
Yes, I love
caramel apples, cotton candy, and all that stuff. That's great stuff at the carnival.
Carnival. Here in
Rides Winds, yeah. At carnival?
We have a nice riverfront here in Windsor, and every year the... It's not even
carnival comes to town.
The carnival does come to town, but
Conklin
it's
Conklin Carnival.
Conklin, and it's
actually called, the whole festival is called the...
Well, it used to be called the Freedom Festival.
Right, what's it now?
Summer. Oh, it's gone? Summerfest now.
Why don't they use Freedom?
Because the Freedom Festival booked the Guess Who for $208,000, and they couldn't put up the money, and Michelle Kreviat checked their...
How much money?
$208 they charge.
$208 what?
$1,000. U.S. dollars. $208,000 for the Guess Who to play at the Freedom Festival. The last year, the Freedom Festival was the Freedom Festival.
Was it even with, what's his name, singing?
Oh, they were both there. Everybody was there. Yeah. Oh. Randy and...
Because I saw them before, actually, now that you mentioned it, and I totally forgot I ever saw them at Windsor Arena.
Wow.
With the second, with the other guy, that was right after Burton Cummings had left at that, right then.
Okay.
And they came with another guy, and he was great, man.
I'm sure.
Long, straight hair. Cool. Old days, man. That was a long time ago.
Awesome.
I was young. But anyway.
Old days. I was young.
Yeah.
That means what?
I was young in the old days.
What does that mean? You are old.
No. You're only as old as you look.
That's right. So anyway, the Freedom Festival's gone, but the carnival still comes under the auspices of the Summerfest.
Auspices?
Auspices.
Wow.
It's like the biggest show that Conklin can put on. Like they bring the big...
It's the works.
Yeah, it's the works. That's exactly right. So you can call Conklin at your local town and say, we have the bronze package, the silver package, the gold package,
there you go.
Or the works. And that's what we get down here. We get the works. They bring everything down for the Summerfest right on the river here. So I think we're kind of spoiled in that way. But there's still other carnivals that come to Windsor, like the one that goes out by the Lauzon and Tecumseh Road in that parking lot there.
Yeah.
The look of, what the hell's going on?
What?
You know what the carnival I'm talking about? It's there at least once a summer. The carnival in the parking lot at Lauzon and Tecumseh Road.
Yeah, it's part of the Conklin Carnival.
Yeah, it probably is a Conklin Carnival, too.
It is, but it's part of it, I mean. Yeah. It's just the bronze package.
But yeah, it's the bronze package, and we get a version of that.
Okay.
But we're talking, you know what else we're talking about? Was carnies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you were... And you said you were a carny for a little while, and you bought the stereo. But what did you think of the people who actually went on the road, town after town after town?
I honestly don't really remember so much from when I was doing it, but when I think of the carnival, I think it's... I always thought, wow, it's really cool. I'd love to work for a carnival and travel with them and everything. And it's... I thought it was amazing.
And so you became a rock and roll star and you did that instead.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Way better money rocking and rolling.
And probably way more fun working.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
See,
we had our own carnies moving everything around. That was their thing. Like these guys, you roll up, you set everything up, you tear it all down, you go.
Yep.
That's like the kind of life.
Just like Jackson.
And if you've ever gone before it's open or anything, all the curtains are down on all the little booths and games, and they all sleep in the trailers around there and stuff. But it always seemed cool. I've always been into the gypsy thing, man. That's my Romanian. We're gypsies. And I live out of bags and boxes, and I like to travel, and I'm at the drop of a hat, I could go. Everything has to be mobile with me. I don't know why.
Obviously, a hat hasn't dropped lately, though.
No, hat hasn't dropped lately, but I'm ready. Always ready to go.
Zoom, he's gone.
Everything's got to be portable and ready to ship out. But that's what carnivals are all about.
That's right.
And I always thought it was cool.
Yeah, me too. There was some allure to that to me as well. They always seem to be, they knew everything, and they always had some fun thing to do after the carnival was over. They're going to do this certain thing.
But a lot of them said they were really dirty and everything. Dirty and greasy from working their rides.
They were working,
yeah.
And they didn't have a shower at their disposal whenever they wanted to take a shower.
But now I see some awfully nice trailers and stuff out there and that sort of thing.
Because they make trailers nicer now.
I wonder how much they actually get paid, the real ones that travel around and just work that. And they don't work in the winter, I guess.
No, some go down south.
Oh, right. Okay. And there's places that they can win a carnival.
Sure.
All year, I guess. Yeah. I always just... You think of it as a summer thing, and then it's gone for the winter, and that you don't think that there's other places.
they're still working. Collecting pogey.
I like that idea.
You like...
You wanted to run away with the circus? And that's a thing for kids, too, a lot of times. Run away with the circus.
No, I just didn't think the standard of living was good enough for me.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, I'm going to have to stoop to do that. Whereas I could work, I know I can get a job because I got a job right out of school. Like,
I lived in my uncle's van. That's how he traveled. I brought tons of cassettes with me because he had a cassette player in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. And I used to listen to him a lot, because there was, downtime, early in the days. And
but you didn't play guitar?
No, I was a kid back then when I worked for the circus or carnival.
Carnival, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like 12 years old or something. I wasn't really doing
it. So when did
like
you start playing guitar? I'm curious.
Oh, geez.
Just good after question. That, probably?
Yeah. We always had a guitar around. Because my dad played and stuff, so we had a guitar and amp and stuff at home, you know what I mean? Mm. But it was probably sometime, I don't even know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I really have to think.
Because I don't remember. His famous line, that's unbelievable.
All right, contrary to what y'all heard, ATLC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content. You think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
And it's time for the Jabber Quote.
Okay, this is probably one of the most famous quotes that we've had on the show, other than, oh, this
really?
But when you think of a famous circus person, who do you think of?
Barnum and Bailey.
Well, Barnum is one guy, Bailey's the other guy.
No, Bailey was his drink he carried around. Bailey's.
Irish cream.
Crap.
That is crap. P.T. Barnum.
That's right.
He's has been, over the last, whatever, 100 years, been credited with the saying...
Step right up.
No, there's a sucker born...
Oh, really?
...every minute.
I said that earlier in the show.
You did?
Yeah. I said there's one born every minute.
Oh, there's one born every minute. That's right, yeah.
Wow, and that's what that pertains to. Same thing.
Yes.
When you say that, there's one born every minute.
Right.
And that means a sucker.
Sucker, yes.
Speaking of suckers, what a good candy. I think suckers are so cool.
Especially if we like a caramel
really
and peanuts
when
on them.
It's somebody just gives it to you. No, well, no. What are suckers?
Well, clowns hand out suckers.
That's right.
At parades and stuff. Ben, you know all about that. Anyway, back to the Jabber quote.
That's right.
A sucker born every minute. Here's the story behind the sucker born every minute. P.T. Barnum did not say that. He had a competitive circus guy.
Oh, and who was that? Do you know? It wasn't Bailey?
No, his name was Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Yeah, not Hannibal. Oh. Lecter Hannibal or whatever that is. But
Lecter.
Anyway, there was this talk around that there was giants in the earth.
Wow.
Got to remember, this is mid to late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't as illiterate now. You can't just hop on the internet and Google something.
Right.
Back then, people are relatively ignorant. So there was these stories that were around, just around, giants in the earth.
Yeah.
I forget. I remember reading about it and then someone started it. But anyway. So what this competitive guy did, he went to this quarry where he saw blue veins in the rock.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought about, oh, this giant's veins. You know what I'm going to do? He ended up taking a slab of this gypsum. It was gypsum. Mm. And a 12-foot slab. It had it shipped to wherever he was at, Pittsburgh, somewhere out in the east, but and the gypsum was out west. Had it carved as a giant.
Okay.
And had it carved so that he was in agony when he died. So it was going to be like a dead...
Fossil almost type thing or something, yeah.
So he had all that done, and he buried it for a year. And he kept it a secret. He had a whole bunch of people in on it, cousins and stuff that were in on it. And then some fossils were found like about a year later. He said, this is my time. I'm going to uncover this giant thing. And he made up a whole story how a farmer was farming, banged into something and found this giant. And so he put it in his circus and charged people $1 a head back in the 1800s to see this. And it was like a special thing. You're going to see the giants that were in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So... P.T. Barnum found out about this and like he wanted to buy it. So he offered him $50,000 for it and he didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pissed. P.T.'s pissed. So what am I going to do? So he found out He had insiders who found out where he got it. Got his own piece of gypsum, had that carved, and he, you know, what he ended up saying is, secretly, I bought Hannibal's giant from him, and the one he's got now is a fake.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
some rivaling.
Yeah, there was a big rivalry there. So what Hannibal said to the press was, you know, what do you got to say about PT saying yours is a fake? And he goes, there's a sucker born every minute. So it was Hannibal who said it, but what ended up happening is Hannibal took Barnum to court, and at that point he got tricked into saying that his giant was the original giant was a fake. So there was nothing ever done of it. And so it was thought that P.T. Barnum won the case, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that saying was just attributed to him by accident and just kept spreading and spreading because he was the big circus guy who won this big case.
Wow.
So he didn't even say it, even though if you ask anybody, P.T. Barnum said it, but he didn't actually say it.
I wonder why the other guy didn't take him to court over that. I said that.
A sucker born every minute. Anyway, there's the story about this week. That's neat.
He's attributed to it, actually.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Good jabber quote.
Thank you very much.
Good story.
Yeah.
Good storyteller.
I try.
And where can you find this storyteller?
You can find him at Hear Me Out at the Jabbercast, or you can go to the website, and which is thejabbercast.com. Hear Me Out at thejabbercast.com, or go to the website, thejabbercast.com. So you want to wrap things up, obviously.
I think we've gone on long enough. That pretty much wraps up the show on all this stuff.
Circus. Carnivals and amusement parks with a little bit pretty of state neat. Fair in there.
Yeah, state fair and zoos.
State fairs and
not
zoos.
Not doctor zoos.
No.
Don't get confused over doctor zoos. That's another show.
But I would eat green eggs and ham.
Link letter, Dr. Seuss. So in any case, we hope everybody has a wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Or whenever you're listening to this podcast.
That's right, because it is available as a podcast.
On iTunes. Just punch in Jabbercast in iTunes and we're going to show up.
Or you can...
go to the website at thejabbercast.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and it'll just show up in your iTunes automatically.
Or you can go to bigjd.com, visit the program guide, and it'll take you right to the Jabbercast.
Or all the other fine podcasts that Big JD is so hard at work at.
That's right.
I can't wait till I have my day job.
The shows I host and that I host with Lippo.
That's right.
Like and it. Everywhere else.
I can't wait till my day job is of being a podcaster like Big JD.
Yeah.
Because he has no time for nothing.
It's a wonderful thing. Well, speaking of BigJD.com, I got the new Big JD mug and mouse pad.
Let me see.
Isn't that sweet? That's so cool.
Now, you got this where at the carnival?
Yeah. You'd think it. I'm a one-man carnival.
Yes. Anyway, nice mugs.
My mug on a mug.
That's a man-sized
And there's
mug.
Other merchandise coming, by the way. So stay tuned in to BigJD.com for that because the Jeff and Lana show have merchandise coming and all just for fun.
Sure. And honestly,
no money's made off this. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
On the show next week?
Next week's show is not Jimmy Kimmel. It's Big JD and Lippo on the Man Show. All things manly. Men, men, men. We love men. Oh, there's another nice Jeff and Lana mouse pad and a Jeff and Lana mug.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah,
Jeff. Neat. That's cool stuff.
Can you tell me how much the mug is?
I think the mugs are like $11.99 or something.
Sweet. And you got your fez on.
And you can see the mouse pad actually is a little lighter than the... It's not a fez.
I know, but it looks like a fez.
It's just like a skull cap, but I have my shades on up on my head.
Squared it off.
You know, you
nicely.
Take them off and you just lift them up. Yeah. And it looks, squared like a fez.
There's nothing wrong with a fez.
I know, but I don't wear a fez. That's for the Shriners.
The Shriners,
they
yeah.
wear fezes.
There's Steely Dan tune that's in my head, too. Yeah, we're going to do without the fez on.
Awesome. Don't miss the Man Show next week on the Jabbercast.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Imagine if that didn't record. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can imagine that. But it is still recording. Levels.
That's loud.
That's because I was being loud.
I know, but.
I was talking like this. This is how loud we were talking. What? Yeah? Is that too loud?
Well, especially when I'm like this. Oh, and I guess mine is similar. Is mine similar loud? Yeah. Because it seems really loud.
Yep. Pretty much the same. Okay. Yeah.